well, off-street parking would be maybe like in a parking lot that usually provided by maybe a business, a store, or something of that sort, wherein you have ample space for parking. If you can't park, everybody can't park on the street there in front of the business or near the business.
Mm-hmm. I see. Are there any buildings in Panama City that are designed especially for parking? You know, you go up and circle around and find a parking place.
No.
Have you seen those?
Yes, I have.
Do you have a name for them?
I have heard them refer to as a parking complex. I can't recall what, I know the name, but it just won't come. I have heard something else.
Is it a parking garage, parking deck?
Parking deck, yes.
Parking deck. Okay. And there are none of those in town?
No.
Is there ample parking space in town?
Well, not when you're looking for a park.
In those critical times. Okay. What do you call the thing that the fireman uses to plug his hose up to when there's a fire?
Fire hydrant.
Okay. And you probably don't have any of these in Panama City, but an extremely tall office building. Do you have a general name for that?
Well, I call them skyscraper.
Are there any in town?
No.
No skyscraper. Do you have another name for, would you call a very tall apartment building a skyscraper?
No, I guess we'd call that a condominium, really.
Condominium. So it's, any other names that you'd have for pretty big apartment buildings besides condominium?
I can't think of anything else for apartments other than the there. We don't have any. Well, you could have them in a, I guess if you say a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But usually the word nice is condominium.
Does the word high rise mean anything to you?
Well, not very much. Not around here.
People don't use that too much around here?
Not too much.
Okay. Say if you were in town, perhaps there would be a passageway between big office buildings. What would you call that sort of passageway?
Passageway between office buildings?
Right.
I'm not sure. I know that when we have some going over the highway or something, to call it an overhead passage or something of that sort.
What I had in mind wouldn't really handle usual traffic. This might be where somebody would go to get to the a loading ramp or something like that, or go to pick up the store's garbage. There'd be a narrow passageway between the office buildings.
Alley?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah, well, this is, I know that this the thing that we call the alley, but you know, where the garbage or what have you would be stored.
Right.
Alley.
Do you think of there? Do you think of alleys being in residential areas? Can there be alleys between houses?
Yes. In some places we do have alleys. Usually running in back of the buildings, where the buildings are facing the main streets, and usually between the houses, and usually I guess they're running north and south in this city anyway. Where you'd have the alleys usually, sometimes where garbage is picked up, where deliveries and things are being.
Do you have a name for a place in town, maybe where a building has burned down or been torn down and nothing's been done to the area that has been built to replace it?
Well, you know, we call it maybe